Crunch Time!
Crunch Time!
You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Crunch Time!
Crunch Time!
That's right, you are listening to Crunch Time in Lawrence, Kansas. Beautiful Lawrence, Kansas, where we're still celebrating a big victory over Boston College, a road victory. And many times I've flown into the Topeka Airport with a bad taste in my mouth driving back to Lawrence, so I'm glad that they were able to get a great victory on the road. Congratulations to Coach Miles, and congratulations to the KU Jayhawks on a huge win. You know, it's the second quarter all the time here at CBD American Shaman. Why do I say second quarter? Because that's the best quarter that the Kansas City Chiefs played last week, and we're having a party here today. CBD American Shaman right here in Lawrence, off of 6th Street, right across from the Casey's and the Academy Car Sales, which I used to live right down the street here, Frank.
You live with the AstroTurf front yard.
Right? I had an AstroTurf front yard right behind the best Italian restaurant in Lawrence that used to be in a gas station.
Like the
barbecue place, Joe's.
Joe's.
So come on down to see us. 30% off everything in the store. If you come in, hang out with us. Frank and I are here. We're having a party. We have Maddie here. Hi, Maddie. Maddie, our friend, is here, and we're going to have a great deal for her this Saturday right here in Lawrence, Kansas, where the Eagles are going to be here.
That's right.
The Eagles.
On the wings of Eagles, man.
That's right. The Eagles Club, not the Eagles.
No, the Eagles Club, FOE number 309 in their parking lot, 530 Wisconsin Street here in Lawrence. Right now, tonight, and we'll hear a lot more about this fundraiser as we go along tonight. Neil Smith will be here, by the way, as well.
Yep.
But we are at 1530 West 6th Street in Lawrence. Like Timmy said, 30% off everything in the store. And we have T-shirts for you while they last. And Doc just walked through the door. So there we are.
You knew Doc would be here. Anytime somebody's in Lawrence, Kansas, Doc is around. This is his old stopping ground right here in Lawrence, Kansas. But come on in, guys. Hang out with us. We've got some T-shirts, 30% off. Yeah, you come in here right now. I'll tell you, come in right now, because if you mention the Jayhawks' big victory, maybe we'll give you 35% off.
What?
All right? I just made an official CBD American Shaman decision. You come in here and say, go Jayhawks, we beat the Eagles. We beat an ACC team, a Power 5 team. We'll give you 35% off. But you got to say that when you come in. So come on and hang out with us. Speaking of great wins.
Tim Gibbs sings away for nothing.
Yeah, all the time. Okay. You know what? That's what
Mr.
we're here
Wonderful.
For. That's why we're here.
All right. Good.
We're not here to make money. We're here to give things away. Right?
I got you.
You know, you and I have been doing things for free for years. It's time for other people to do the same
thing. There you go. Right? Everybody should be just giving stuff away. I'm with you on that one.
All right. But I'll tell you what. The Kansas City Chiefs almost gave away a game in the first quarter of last week's game. And we'll talk about the good, the bad, the ugly coming up. But what an unbelievable job by Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and that offense in the second quarter, a historic second quarter of football where the Kansas City Chiefs just exploded for four touchdown passes in one quarter in a matter of, it felt like a matter of about 6 or 7 minutes. I know it was more than that, but it felt about 6 or 7 minutes where they just kept scoring. But listen, you got to give the defense credit because they came in, they shut the Oakland Raiders down and got the ball back for this offense that seemed to score in like two or three plays. In fact, I think they scored like three touchdowns in like four plays. It was something unbelievable
it was incredible.
Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and happy birthday to Patrick, who had his 24th birthday yesterday.
24, that's how old he is, yeah. That's
unbelievable.
It. Unbelievable. That's all the older
he is. Shoes that old. Frank, I mean, can you,
1836 when I was 24,
I remember. Did they even have radio when you were 24?
Oh, no. No, radio had not been invented yet. TV was,
there's no chance.
Somebody's imagination, yeah.
But a great win for the Chiefs, and we're going to talk a lot about that. But, listen, this team, as they get ready for their first home game against the Ravens, and last year took an unbelievable play by Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter, on a fourth down, throwing the ball off balance across the field to Tyreek Hill for a first down to go ahead and win the game. This is going to be a really tough game for the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to win it, but it's going to be a tough game. We'll talk more about that game in the third segment here. But, Frank, this team just seems to be able to do what they want when they want, especially on the offensive side.
Yeah, right. Well, they got a genius for a head coach. I mean, he just puts these guys, it's every week, it's somebody different. Tyreek Hill leaves, and nothing happens to the offense. Just incredible, because another receiver will set up, will step up. Thing about Andy Reid, though, he just puts all DeMarcus Robinson or Sammy Watkins or Travis Kelce or whoever's good, Mecole Hardman, whoever steps into that role, and they have to get him the football and have to do without a certain player. It doesn't seem to matter. Andy just sort of schemes. His schemes are so great. We're talking about today on Soren's show, we're talking about guys like Don Coryell back with the old San Diego Chargers and Bill Walsh from the old San Francisco 49ers and Andy Reid. The three guys are offensive geniuses. I mean, they're once-in-a-generation coaches. And now Andy finally has his quarterback that he can do all of this stuff that he does. He has the quarterback that can get it done.
Well, I like to watch the offensive line, and really the first quarter of the game, the offensive line looked like they're a little bit out of sync, and Cam Irving came in for
Eric Fisher.
Eric Fisher, who got hurt. We'll talk about Eric's injury here in a second. But, if you watch what they did and the adjustments, you got to give Andy Heck, who's the offensive line coach, some credit for this too, because what they did is they started out with just kind of a base protection going to the Mike linebacker. And then they realized that they were bringing like 4 week off of the weak side, and they were having some issues with that. And then all of a sudden they're just bringing pressure. They got Patrick out of sync. He wasn't able to set up, wasn't able to get the ball down the field. He seemed like he was rushing the passes. Then they decided they were going to run the ball. They weren't very successful in running the ball. But as the game went on, they changed their protection to pick up that 4 week, and they did something which it's called an amoeba protection. And when we talk about amoeba protection, an amoeba is kind of just
like
it just
blob.
Kind of flows. It kind of there's no real responsibility. So in amoeba protection, everybody turns a gap, and you never chase something coming across your face because you know the guy behind you has that protection. So if you think about the amoeba protection turning to the left tackle has everything outside, even to the sideline, is his responsibility. Something goes across his face, you do not chase. Across the face, do not chase in an amoeba protection. The guard will pick that up. Now, if he goes all the way across the guard's face, then the center will be there. And how do you protect the backside? Well, you keep the tight end in and you put it back in. And there was a couple times when they looked like they were only running three-man routes, but because of the pressure, because they were bringing this blitz package at the Chiefs, especially in the second quarter, they were getting a little one-on-one, and Patrick Mahomes was getting time. And you watched a couple times when he got back pretty far and set up and kind of shifted over, and he kind of let that protection flow and was able to get some time and throw the ball up and find space for those receivers because they're the fastest receivers in the league. So the gambling, live by the sword, die by the sword. The Raiders were blitzing. They had some success in the first quarter. But as the second quarter went on, they made some adjustments with picking up the 4 week and throwing the amoeba protection in, and they were able to pick up all the stuff that was being thrown at them. Give Patrick Mahomes time and let those receivers find space because there was plenty of space out there. And then after all that started happening, they said, okay, we're going to go away from the blitz. Now the Chiefs decided they were going to run these hitches and these outs. And the safeties were staying back because they were respecting the speed of the Chiefs. And all of them running these hitches and outs, and they're getting all this space, and they're catching the ball, and they were continuing to get these third down conversions. So what do the safeties do? The safeties now start to creep up. And once they start to creep up, the Chiefs went long. So he put a clown suit, basically. Andy Reid put a clown suit on the defensive coordinator, and those safeties had no idea what was going on. By the end of it, it was like an electric football game when those guys were spinning around an electric thing. That's what they looked like. They had no idea what they were doing. They were completely out of sync, and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and his wide receivers and Andy Heck and the offensive line did an unbelievable job of just taking away what the Raiders wanted to do.
Yeah, right. And the biggest thing was the first quarter. They lost Eric Fisher. Of course, Cam Irving has to come in, and they've got to readjust on the offensive line. It took them a while to get in sync. But the Raiders took a 10-0 lead. They kicked off to the Chiefs. The Chiefs had to punt the ball during that next series towards the end of the first quarter. So the Raiders had a 10-0 lead with the football. And the Chiefs defense, man, and they were on their own 40-yard line. That's pretty good field position, not too far from midfield. And the Chiefs and the Raiders went 1-2-3 and out. That was a huge defensive stand for the Chiefs because on the next series, They move right into the second quarter. First play of the second quarter, first and 10 on a 44-yard line, and Mahomes hit DeMarcus Robinson with a 44-yard touchdown pass. And it was 10-7 at that point. You could just tell the Raiders were extremely defeated, even though they still had a three-point lead at that point with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, well, let's go to, if they're ready in the production, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, the good is Patrick Mahomes. The last five attempts of the first half, a 42-yard completion to Mecole Hardman, a 32-yard completion to Damon Williams, a 43-yard completion to DeMarcus Robinson, a 27-yard completion to Travis Kelce, and then a 39-yard completion to Robinson again. And those were three touchdowns in the last five plays.
It's not
bad.
Let
me repeat that.
Okay.
That there was three touchdowns in five plays. Okay? This isn't Lawrence High playing against one of these small schools out here. This is
a grade school.
This is, yeah, absolutely, a junior high. This is a professional team scoring three out of the last five plays of the half. Amazing. That's the good. And listen, this, and according to Sam Mellinger, it was no joke. That first quarter of the game, it was the loudest he's heard the Oakland Coliseum ever. That place was rocking, and they thought they had something going, and Patrick Mahomes stuck a pin in that big balloon, and it burst. So that's the good. By the way, Patrick Mahomes is mean. He ruined the day of all Raider fans. All right, let's go to the bad. The bad, and it's funny you said that. We were just talking about that defensive series right before the second quarter started, because really – Clark hasn't played that great, I don't think, yet. I think he's still working into this defense, still kind of getting his feet underneath it. But in that series, he got a pressure in the quarterback. He made an unbelievable play on a run play, getting around and getting upfield and getting tackling, I believe it was Jacobs, for a one-yard play. And he's been he's doing well until then. And then the last play, he also got pressure too. So that was exactly right. But the bad was the Chiefs went down 10-0. The timing was off. The blitz pressure from Oakland was getting to Patrick Mahomes. He was out of rhythm. So that all was solved within 5 minutes of the second quarter, but it was still bad. The first quarter was not pretty, going down 10-0. The ugly was the running game, the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to have it. They're going to have to be able to run the ball eventually. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes is Superman. Patrick Mahomes seems like he can do anything he wants, and he's getting better and better. But you got to be able to run the ball every once in a while. McCoy was 11 carries for 23 yards. Damon Williams was 9 carries for 8 yards. And Thompson was 1 carry for 1 yard. That's not going to get it done. That is ugly. Oh, and by the way, you can't have 10 double-digit penalties in a game also. So we got to straighten out the penalties, and you got to be able to run the ball. But what you have Patrick Mahomes, you seem to be able to get over all those hurdles. Congratulations to the Chiefs. The good outweighed the bad and the ugly by far in this game.
Well, that's why they won.
Yep.
So, but frankly, Tim.
Frankly,
Tim, I'm still keeping my eye on the defense. I really like what I see moving forward. They did give up the 10 quick early points and did hold them to a field goal. And then they, critical time when Raiders were up 10-0, Chiefs couldn't do anything on offense. We're still talking first quarter. The Raiders get the ball back. Chiefs, they make the Raiders go 1-2-3 punt. And from that point on, it was all Chiefs until halftime. But Chris Jones definitely playing for a contract this year. Mm-hmm. He wants either a contract extension with the Chiefs. He's going to make a lot of money. Had a great game. Hit a 91.9 elite rating for this football game. He had a sack, 4 quarterback hits, 3 hurries, a batted pass, and 3 run stuffs. He played terrific. And Charvarius Ward, I know we're worried about the cornerbacks, and Derek Carr couldn't find anybody on Charvarius Ward's side. 9 targets at Charvarius, just 3 receptions for 28 yards, so that was great as far as he was concerned in a cornerback position. Now, they're going to face a really good quarterback this week in Lamar Jackson, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They have a lot of weapons. They can run the football. he can run the football, which makes it precarious. And then they do have a very, very nice defense. But I like the way the defense is coming around. And we saw some flashes. We saw Tano Passanio get in there and do some really nice things. The kid was a high draft choice, didn't do one thing.
Where did he go to college?
He went to Villanova University, Tim, just in case you don't know.
All right. Yeah, who went there also?
I think I went there, too.
Graduated. Did somebody coach there, too?
I coached there for a few years, too. Thanks,
so you've been waiting.
Me.
You have been waiting,
waiting
for Tyler
Tano to do something.
so you could all of a sudden bring up this Villanova guy. The last Villanova guy you brought up was Howie Long.
Howie Long, that's my boy. Yeah, there you my go. Boy, Howie. He or Brian Westbrook. So, you know, and actually, Andy brought Brian Westbrook up today because they were talking about Darwin Thompson taking, well, Darwin's sort of a short guy, and are you worried about pass protection? All you got. I had a guy in Philadelphia, Brian Westbrook, who was about the same size as Darwin Thompson. So we're, you know, he feels pretty good about putting him in. But they are now, they are short running backs. I mean, it looks like Damian Williams will not play this week. He didn't practice today. Don't feel real good about that situation. So you're going to have Darwin Thompson, Darrell Williams, and you're also going to have to maybe use Anthony Sherman in there as well.
Yeah, man.
You have to, and LeSean McCoy was hurt his ankle, but he did practice today, so that was good news. So you have LeSean McCoy, but they did not run the football very well. And I think once they switched, once Fisher got hurt, I think they told Cam Irving to go in and just protect the quarterback because his rating for pass blocking was 90.1, which was the best in the NFL this past week. His rating against the run was 29.6, which was
the worst.
So yeah. I think they said, don't get 15 killed. That's all you got to worry about. Go in the game. So it's crazy.
Well, I think you're going to see I guess you're not because Tyreek kills her. But maybe DeAnthony Thomas, they could put him in the backfield too a little bit.
Right. Now, Tyreek was out of his sling today. He was also sort of not playing basketball inside the locker room, but was mobile inside the locker room, was having some fun inside the locker room. So we'll see. He was supposed to be out 4 to 6 weeks. He may be back sooner than that. But Eric Fisher's out. He's going to Philadelphia for an operation. Looks like it might be a sports hernia. That's at least 4 to 6 weeks. And remember, you can't do a whole lot with a sports hernia. And so then having him get back in shape, it might be a little while before we see him back in the starting line.
Yeah, I agree. I think Cam Irving is, you know, he's a good backup. He's a guy that played a lot last year. But he struggled mightily. Guys were crossing his face in the run game, and he looked like he was off balance, looked like he wasn't quite sure what he was doing. The only time he really had any kind of success is when he was getting help on the inside from the guard or if a tight end was over there and they were doing some double-team block down. But if he was man-on-man or trying to cut people off, Cam Irving did struggle. But you always remember, you know, Jeff Allen could move out there too in case Cam has any issues. One of the reasons why they brought Jeff Allen in is because he's kind of the Swiss Army knife of the offensive line where he could play just about every position.
But you want them to be as stable across the front, you know, trying to, we'll move Jeff Allen out there. We'll use Cam Irving here. We'll use this guy here. And then all of a sudden, you have five guys up front, and everybody's almost in a different position. So that's basically the last thing you want, right?
Yeah, but if you're moving just one guy, if you're working with a tackle and he's the only guy that, you know, you could kind of get away with it. But if Cam Irving starts to struggle in the run game and they got to establish a run, remember, they also got the Rankin kid from through a trade from Houston.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see what he could do. A lot of people were – the arrow was pointing up on this kid when they traded him for Carlos Hyde. So, you know, but listen, Cam Irving's a guy. He did a really good job in pass protection. You know, let's focus in on your fundamentals technique in a run game. Let's kind of sharpen that up, and let's see if we can work that up our way into the 70s or 80s. You stay in the 90s, and you're doing a pretty good job in pass protection.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with you, Frank. You don't want to be rotating guys around, but – you know, as long as you're only rotating one guy, you can get away with it. When you're starting to rotate two guys, or God forbid three guys, then you got to really have some issues. And there's a lot of teams in the NFL right now are having those problems, including the New England Patriots, who lost a couple offensive linemen this week.
All right, let me ask you a question. In this man's NFL, especially when you have Patrick Mahomes, how important is the running game?
Well, Patrick Mahomes answered that question today. He said there's going to be a time when they're going to say, listen, we're going to take away the pass if it's possible. With Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not sure that's possible.
You know, if you put five guys in the box and you say, okay, we're going to drop six guys and we're going to try to, you know, maybe play some cover two man and try to lock your receivers up. This is just a devil's advocate here because I don't know how you stop Patrick Mahomes right now. I just don't see people doing that. But you do have to establish a running game just to keep people honest. Right now, the way that Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball, the way these receivers are playing, you know, this high-low game that they're playing, it reminds me of kind of, you know, the old basketball high-low play where if you're going to try to take away Travis Kelce, they're going to go high, they're going to go far, and they're going to go deep with those speedy receivers. But if you're going to sit back and you're going to let the underneath plays run, you're going to throw the ball guys like Travis Kelce, and you're going to get the balls like Sammy Watkins, who's really difficult to block or tackle in space.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
So this high-low game they got going on right now, if you're a defensive coordinator, what do? You know, they're trying to keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. That has been the point of emphasis of both defensive coordinators, you could tell, the last 2 weeks. It will be interesting to see if they say, you know what, let him run around, but we're going to flood the zone, and we're going to try to take away his first or second read and see if he can get to his third read and test this offensive line to see if they can block, you know, R4 or R5, you know, one-on-one, and, you know, and just let Patrick Mahomes do his thing and flood the zone and drop six. So we'll see what happens. It's, you know, I don't know how you stop him right now, Frank. I really don't. I'm sure the defensive coordinators around the league, especially the guy in Baltimore, is losing sleep.
Yeah, he is. And he is actually the number one clean pocket passer since 2017. He has a 132.6 rating. Closest quarterback to him in the clean pocket passer rating is a 120.0. So even if they do keep him in the pocket, if they're not getting to him, if they're not hitting him, if they're not making him hurry or whatever, he's gonna pick him apart. Yeah. He'll just kill him.
And I love what Patrick Mahomes said too about Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson is kind of being compared to a Patrick Mahomes. You know, remember
he's a little different.
Lamar Jackson was, no, but as far as age wise, kind of productivity.
Oh yeah.
He, you know, they're basically the same age.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was thrown in that first year and didn't really have a chance to learn the offense, so he's kind of thrown into the fire. And Patrick Mahomes said he's doing a really good job now of reading and finding the open receiver and not just going to the run right away. When it all breaks down, he's got that athleticism to hurt you. But he's a passer now. He's learning to be a quarterback. He's not learning to be a runner who throws the ball. He's learning to be a quarterback, and it's shown because he's been able to, you know, these teams are putting a spy on him, which takes away one guy from coverage. And they're playing a lot of man. They're playing a lot of cover three stuff with the middle of the field closed. So everything's been wide open outside the hashes, and because they're all spying on him,
yeah.
And he's been able to pick them apart. So you look at Spags. What's he gonna do? You got to put a spy on the guy.
Sure.
When I talk about a spy, that means it's a dedicated guy, usually a linebacker, your faster linebacker. So for the Chiefs, it might be Hitchens. They say, listen, you spy on him. You don't go anywhere. You watch him. And as soon as he steps up to run, you got him. And that's harder to do than it sounds because, you know, usually when the play breaks down, there's a lot of space. And when you have a linebacker in space with an athlete like Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson's going to win.
He's going to win that battle. Yeah, right. Absolutely. And Lamar Jackson, though, the biggest fault for him is fumbling the football. He has fumbled and fumbled and fumbled. He's recovered a lot of his own fumbles, but when you fumble and you fall on it, that's breaking down your play anyway. So, but he's a fumbling machine, so that's good for the Chiefs. That's good news for the Chiefs, but he is really a weapon, and they did almost beat them last year. Baltimore almost beat the Chiefs last year.
All right, guys, we are here in Lawrence, Kansas, right off of 6th Street. Come on down to CBD America Shaman in Lawrence. 30% off unless you know the secret code, secret handshake. We'll give you 35% off. Plus, come in, get a T-shirt. We got all kinds of T-shirts here for you, all different sizes. You know, bring the kids in. Right now we have a packed house, a bunch of great people. We've got Maddie over here. She's partying
Maddie,
away.
That's
having
her.
A great time.
There's going to be a huge fundraiser for her on Saturday from 2 to 6, 530 Wisconsin Street, FOE number 309 parking lot. It's going to be the Maddie Mobile wheelchair accessible van for Maddie. That's what they'd like to raise some funds for. We are going to talk to Brian Zoller. He's with us. He's going to join us next. He is the he runs this CBD American Shaman here. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the shop and how it's doing. We're going to talk to him about the big fundraiser coming
up. This is an impressive
Neil
place.
Smith will be here on Saturday as well. He'll be here for that. Now you got music by Kim and the Quake from 3 to 5. They got
the
barbecue. Barbecue, Indian tacos. We've got to find out what an Indian taco is. Kid games, T-shirts, a lot of fun. For info, call Shannon Anderson, 620-481-7205. That's 620-481-7205. and we're going to try to get Maddie a wheelchair accessible van.
Yep.
And Neil Smith will be here as well. It'll be a lot of fun. Lifting Lives of Local Families here for this fundraising event on the Wings of Eagles. We'll talk to Brandon Zoller next.
Kansas City's hometown sports station, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. We are live right here at CBD American Shaman, right off of Wisconsin Street, off of 6th Street. I'm looking out the window here. See how smart I am.
Seems like for a Zaster Turf front yard.
I'm looking for my front yard right under the Casey. Stop on by. I know all you people driving by here on 6th Street are listening to the damn show. Come on in. 30% off. Get a T-shirt. Hang out with us. We got about another half hour here. Come on in. There's nothing to do at home. Come on in here. Pop in here. In fact, buy your wife or your husband or your significant other something nice from CBD American Shaman.
Yeah.
They'll feel good. You never know. You may get lucky or something. Who knows what's going to happen.
Okay, we're at 1530 West 6th Street. We just got banned from the air by the FCC, but it's okay. We're in Lawrence, Kansas. 30% off everything in the store. We have T-shirts for you. Mr. Bacon just stopped by.
Mr.
We got some barbecue
the
here.
Boss.
And remember, we're here. We're talking a little bit about On the Wings of Eagles. We're going to let Brandon Zoller, who runs this fine store here, he is the owner of the CBD American Shaman here on West 6th Street. Brandon, tell us a little bit about the fundraiser coming up this weekend and how things are going at the store.
Well, the store's doing excellent. We're getting ready to open up our second branch, second store at 19th in Massachusetts. We've had it's been an incredible blessing to be involved at the American Shaman Corporation. And our fundraiser, though, that we put together, I met Amy and Maddie at an event a few months ago, and Amy told me that her daughter used to have seizures and started on American Shaman a few years ago, and she's been seizure-free now for 2 years.
Wow. All right, wow.
And they told me that I wanted to come over and meet her, and then next weekend they friended me on Facebook, and they were doing a lemonade stand, and it was 100 degrees outside, and I was like, what are they doing this for? And they were trying to raise money for a wheelchair-accessible van for Maddie. She had just turned 21, and I'd said, you know, I bet there's a faster way than lemonade. So,
yeah, I'd say so. Faster way than a quarter a cup. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So we got together with the Eagles Local 309, and they said they were looking for a charitable organization to get something like this going. So we decided to partner up with Kim Murphy Network. And so we're hosting it in the parking lot. We have Neil Smith Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11, signing autographs. You can have breakfast with Neil. We're going to do donuts and coffee. First 100 people that come in are going to get a CBD bag of our new dog snacks on the house.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Those are a $30 value, free of charge for the first 100. It's in the afternoon. Kim and the Quake will be playing. We have Mr. Bacon smoking. We got bounce houses for the kids. We have face painters. We have the Batmobile coming. Hopefully we're going to have a bunch of local football players come in, and we'll have the KU game on as well. But after the concert, we have a big raffle. We're doing a silent auction as well as a live auction.
Oh, gosh.
We've had over 30 local businesses raise about $5,000 locally with just cash donations.
Yeah.
But local brewers, hotels, restaurants have all been donating to this. So we're going to try and raise $50,000 and get Maddie mobile and get her a wheelchair-accessible van. So
you know what? I got a prediction. You're going to raise the $50,000.
Yeah, I agree.
You bet. Somebody from KU hears this. I know a couple go on. One coach will be a little busy. But the other coach is in the middle of his off season. So I have a strange feeling you're going to be I think you're going to get over your target. So on the Wings of Eagles, Saturday, 2 till 6, you can have breakfast hour from
9 to 11
with
shop.
Neil Smith here at the shop, right? That's here at the shop, which is at 1530 West 6th. So let's get this straight. 9 to 11 at the shop, 1530 West 6th here in Lawrence. Neil Smith will be here. You can have breakfast with Neil. Then they're going to move it all to 530 Wisconsin Street
behind the
from 2 to 6. And they're going to do, you know, that's where they'll have Kim and the Quake from 3 to 5. They'll have the barbecue, they'll have the Indian tacos, kid games, T-shirts, a lot of fun. Get in touch with Shannon Anderson, or I'm sure you can call CBD American Shaman.
Of course.
To get the latest, 620-481-7205. So I think you're going to have an incredible event. I just have this feeling you're going to really have an incredible event. So
we're very excited and very blessed to be part of it. And we just, you know, it's all about people helping people with the Eagles. And this is something local that we want everybody to come to be part of.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are doing a great job. This is a beautiful shop you have here at CBD American Shaman in Lawrence. And This is one of the bigger shops we've
been in. Yeah, one of the bigger shops, yeah. A lot of room.
We've been in a bunch of them, and you guys do a great job here. Sales are great. And, you know, we got to get Maddie mobile. You know, she's mobile, and she's zipping around everywhere as it is, but now we got to get her a van so she can get around a lot easier and get out and enjoy getting around Lawrence and all that kind of good stuff. So, Maddie, we're going to make sure we get that taken care of. So what's your top seller? What do you guys, when people come into CBD America Summit in Lawrence, what's the top seller? What are you guys really getting out there for the people of Lawrence?
The water soluble is probably the most popular. It just 100% absorption rate. You get the maximum relief from the product. And then we like to call it the, treat your body from inside and out. And then the second is the topical cream, the 500. Penetrates through all seven layers of your skin. It gets down to the bone, and it heals from the bone out. Doesn't just mask our pain. For me, that was just the difference. I pulled my low sciatic last year, and I was walking like I was – felt like I'd aged 10 years overnight.
Such your my age, huh?
Yeah, I was feeling frank. And I was doing 6 Advil a day and 3 Tylenol PM at night. And I think my wife saw me do that for breakfast. And she said, I think it's time for something different. And
yeah.
I went to the American Shaman Conference in May of last year. And that just completely changed everything. They put it on me. And I was like, you got to be kidding. And I was kind of like everybody else, skeptical at first. But now I've converted. I'm 100% CBD. My whole family's completely converted, and a lot of these people that have come to the shop, started off with just,
Yeah, it's great because I do that show CBD, and which we debuted last week.
Driving on the way.
With Vince Sanders and Dr. Jesse Lopez, and the first thing I think Vince told me, he said, we love skeptics. We love people who are skeptical about it and don't, think it's like witch hazel or, some voodoo magic or whatever until they try it and they find they all become converts.
Exactly.
And it's just terrific. It's the idea that a lot of them don't have all the right information. If they come into a CBD shop like yours, they'll get the right information. They're going to find out about people worry, I have THC in my system. Am I going to get busted on a drug test, whatever?
Yeah.
No, you will not. And that is the deal. There's no THC. So
exactly.
It's really, it works. I do both. I do the water soluble every morning, and I have the arthritic fingers, and I put it on there. And
yep,
it's just been terrific.
Yep. Yeah. And it gets our bodies back to homeostasis. It's natural. It's not something that we develop a tolerance for. It's not something that we become addicted to. It's natural. Our bodies naturally produce CBD. We're getting it.
And the
right
great
way.
Thing about American Shaman is we have some great chemists who work at the plant right here in Kansas City, and they make sure that the good materials and the good ingredients and all the stuff that we say is in it is in it. You guys have been hearing the stories about all these horror stories about, some of these other products from these cheap places and some of these places, gas
Everybody's
stations.
No idea what's in
them.
You
don't know what's in it. Now it's causing some issues with people. And, that's why you go to a place like CBD or American Shaman where you know you're going to get good stuff. You know it's going to be in it. You know that there's chemists and there's people right here from Kansas City this is not made in any foreign country.
Right.
It's right here in Kansas City, right off of Southwest Boulevard. And, it is great, great stuff. And thank you. Also for,
Thanks,
you guys,
seriously,
going to a conference and saying, hey, listen, I'm going to open a shop up. I mean, that takes a little bit of the next thing, because it's just, hey, listen, you're taking a chance, but you're helping people. People come in here. There's nothing better when somebody comes in here and they're in pain and they come back in a couple of days or next week and say, my pain is gone. How great does that make you feel?
Just giving people their quality of life back. And, when we first opened, seeing people that would come in with knee braces and walkers, and then 6 months later coming in without the knee braces on, just telling us, and it's the little things. I remember my mom actually calling me and saying, you're not going to believe what I did today. And I said, what's that? She goes, I went grocery shopping. And I'm like, got that as a memory in childhood a lot. Why is that special? And she'd had back surgery about 10 years ago and had metal in her back. Whenever it rained, she's like, oh, I'm in the basement all the time. And ever since I started on this water soluble, I went out shopping all day today.
Oh,
haven't felt
wow.
any pain. And, it's one thing when it's family. And then, you just start, you just get to know people and find out you can help them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. And like Tim said, the quality control is great. This hemp is not imported from anywhere, including China.
A couple
China.
Of our growers here
okay.
today, even.
Yeah, we have growers here. It's third-party lab-tested, too. The hemp's grown and processed right in the United States. I know CBD America Shaman has them up north. They have them out west in Kansas. They even have a grow in Missouri. The processing plant is up in Montana, and then they bring all the stuff to the processing plant here in Kansas City, and do, you know, and then they put it all together and put it out there. And listen, I'm going to tell you something, folks. With 40 stores, basically for all practical purposes, in the metro area, having that many and 350 nationwide, I mean, it. Come on, they're trying to tell you something here, okay? This stuff works. There's just no doubt about it. So, and the only thing you lose when you walk in stores, lose your pain. I mean, money-back guarantee if it doesn't work.
Exactly.
I mean, you have nothing to lose except you quit taking, you know, ibuprofen or acetaminophen or any of those things, and I just think it's great. Great for your system. So, Brandon, we appreciate it.
Yep.
Brandon Zoller, he is the owner of CBD American Shaman here in Lawrence at this store. He's about ready to open another store. So if you're out in this area, 1530 West 6th Street here in Lawrence, Kansas, and we got 30% off until Tim and I get off the air. And they have T-shirts and – hey, Mr. Bacon's here as well. So, can you go wrong when you got Mr. Bacon
in the house? And listen, 35% off if you know the secret handshake.
Ooh, there is a secret code when you get in here. You're right. You got it. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look forward to this game against the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Tim and I will get into that, and that's next on Crunch Time.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
There's a lot of people in here. We're having a great time. We're having a party here at CBD American Shaman. We got a bunch of people in here getting some product for the very first time and can't wait to hear what they think about it. We love to hear it. You know, go on Twitter, go on Facebook, the American Shaman social media sites, and let us know. Yeah, listen, we stopped in. You guys were doing a show in Lawrence. We bought some of the water soluble. We got some of the topical cream, and it's doing wonders for me. So let us know. We'd love to hear those kind of things. All right, Frank.
Yeah, you'll hear Tim on Sunday morning too with me on CBD and you. Tim's going to give us his story about how CBD has helped him. But that's just a little shameless plug. 7 to 8 a.m.
And my doctor Mark Strelo, who is part of the CBD American Shaman family now. He's got a bunch of products in his store. He really wants to come on and talk with you.
He said
he'd
come
in on a Sunday morning.
We'll get him on.
So we'll get him on also. He's selling a bunch of stuff. We call him the doctor to the stars. He's he's really good. All right, let's talk about this game.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, the first thing you got to know is that this defense is pretty good. The Ravens defense is good. Last year I thought they did a pretty good job of holding the Chiefs down. They needed a 4th and 11 play, a big play for Patrick Mahomes. But the Ravens' opponents have started their drives now on an average of their own 21-yard line. No other team has forced opponents in worse field position. So they do a good job of moving the football and punting and holding you back. So this defense and field position is something the Chiefs are really going to have to be concerned with. And they're not going to get the ball on the 30 or 40-yard line. They're going to get the ball inside their 20 a bunch of times because they got good special teams and they have in their offense moves the ball. And when they don't score, they haven't turned the ball over that much.
You know, it's amazing. You talk about Lamar Jackson, everybody around Kansas City thinks Patrick Mahomes, far and away the best quarterback in the NFL. He's the MVP last year, and I agree. Lamar Jackson actually has a higher passer rating than Patrick Mahomes through two games. He's 145.2. Mahomes is 136.3. The two of them are just tearing it up as far as the league's concerned. They rank second and third in the NFL as far as net yards per dropback. So this kid can get it done. Plus, just like Patrick Mahomes, he has a lot of escapability. Now, he will run past the line of scrimmage a lot more than Patrick Mahomes looks to run past the line of scrimmage. Patrick Mahomes will do it. This kid will look to do it. If he gets stymied, then everybody downfield is guarded.
Right, and the one thing you have to do is you got to keep a spy on him, which takes one guy out of coverage. So that gives an opportunity for who? Underneath the tight end. Mark Andrews, who's one of the better tight ends in the NFL right now, Mark Andrews and Marquise Brown, those two receivers have about 67% of the offensive reception yards. Why? Because when you keep a linebacker near the line of scrimmage, then you're taking somebody away from the middle of the field. Who likes to roam around the middle of the field? Who likes to run those little hitches and little in routes and those little, you know, kind of basketball in the paint turnaround? Tight ends. So when you're keeping one linebacker in, you're taking somebody out of one spot in the middle of the field, and the tight ends for the for the Ravens have eaten people up. And by the way, the Chiefs struggle covering tight ends. They struggled last week. The only guy who had any success last week against the Chiefs was the tight end for the Raiders. So a concern. And the other thing is Marquise Brown, a really good route runner, a lot of speed, and can make some plays. So the Chiefs have got to be on their game against this passing game, Lamar Jackson and those receivers, especially those two guys. So if, listen, you guys are in DraftKings or you're in I was talking a little bit about Robinson last week. If you're looking for a tight end to play, I always play Travis Kelce. But if you're looking for somebody else and you can't afford Travis, put Mark Andrews in because he's going to get a bunch of touches and a bunch of targets.
Yeah, and Josh Jacobs last week, until he got hurt and had to be taken off the field, he was getting IVs and everything else at that point. Chiefs, this season so far, they're allowing 6 yards per rush.
Yeah.
That is way too much. If they establish a run against the Chiefs like that, that opens it wide open for Lamar Jackson to get the play-action pass.
Well, also, they have a running back by the name of Mark Ingram.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No, he's a heck of a running back. So listen, guys, this is going to be a really good football game. Number one, it's two really hot teams with young, good quarterbacks. Number two, it's a battle against strengths and weaknesses. The Chiefs struggle a little bit against the run. They struggle against a tight end. But on the other side, the Chiefs also – are able to get the ball deep against the safeties and the corners as the secondary isn't that great for the Ravens. So it's a battle of strengths against weaknesses, weaknesses against strengths. So it'll be interesting to see who wins that out. By the way, according to Gary Lezak, our guy, the official weatherman.
Right. He's now the official weatherman.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations to Gary. Says it's going to be raining and raining pretty hard. So how does that affect the game, Frank?
That's a running game right there, pal. We talked about it before.
And we're running the ball pretty well right now.
Excuse me? You're doing what right now pretty well?
Yeah, I know. That's
you ain't something. Running the ball anywhere right
I
now,
know
okay?
It.
They ain't
I know
going
it.
Anywhere. And they just lost, we'll see about Damian Williams. He may not. LeSean McCoy's back practice today. But plus, Ravens opponents have started basically inside the 25-yard line on virtually every possession. So the Ravens will play – they will play the field position game.
Yep.
If they don't like where they are, they don't like what they're going to punt the ball away to you, see what you can do against their defense. Now, sometimes those kinds of strategies change when you play a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, these guys are well coached. Jim Harbaugh's a heck of a coach, and it'll be an interesting chess match between Harbaugh and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh, not Jim.
Yeah. No, it really is. And, you know, you got to like the Chiefs at home opening day. I think the difference will be the Kansas City Chiefs fans. They're going to be ready to go. Now, listen, we tried to get somebody on to talk about traffic. Traffic is going to be a disaster.
Terrible.
Getting in, because if you're coming off of 435 from the Northland, you can't get off. You got to go all the way to Eastwood Traffic Way, and you got to zip around over to, like, 40 Highway.
Right. And everybody
or
coming
Blue Ridge
that route
cutoff.
Is going the same way you're going.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mess.
And if you get off and you get back on 435, the backup from Overland Park, it's going to be a mess. So I'm just telling you guys, you know, either go there really, really early or get there really, really late. I don't know which one you want to do, but it's the traffic is going to be a disaster. And the Chiefs said they've been putting out some, you know, public service announcements about it. There's nothing they could do about it. So don't be bitching and moaning about the Chiefs didn't have this going or didn't have that going. It's not their fault. It's just part of this whole development they have with this 435 ramp system, which has been a disaster for years, and they're finally getting it fixed. But right, this is the worst case scenario because it's opening day. It's probably going to be a little bit rainy. And you're going to have everybody trying to get in to start tailgating and have a good time. So there's go online. I think the Chiefs have a little like map of different ways and different things to take. But there's no easy way. There's no secret. All right, it's going to take forever to get in. Pack your patience.
Good luck with that.
Your patience.
Good luck with that. You know, here's the best part. So they say, hey, Errol, or hey, Chiefs fans. You can expect traffic problems this season and next. I go, what? Excuse me. I say, with this season and next, you're not going to get that thing done between now and then? It's crazy. And Can't they get this stuff done during the offseason?
Frank, it takes more than like 4 months to build two ramps.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Somebody told me that.
Why are you
asking me?
You just put everything on it.
I'm just a dumb football player.
You put everybody on it. You're going to get this thing done. Yeah. It will be an absolute mess. If you're coming from Northland, if you're the –
Well, Frank, when they built I-70, what was it like?
It was a dirt road right before the covered wagon. You didn't have to worry about because we'd never gone very fast.
So, which okay, was there any backups on the Oregon Trail?
Yeah, there were. Right. There were. Yeah, I started taking the paddle boat up in Lewis and Clark. We're looking for Northwest Passage, trying to get to the gold fields a little bit quicker than everybody else. Okay.
I hope you didn't get stuck at Dahmer Pass.
No. We came up. We're right behind them, and
there's a backup at Dahmer Pass.
That's it. That's exactly right. But hey,
it was a good rest stop there because they had some good eats.
Oh, well, it was well preserved because winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Frozen.
A little ham hock. All right, we better get off before we get kicked off.
Yeah, we'll get kicked off.
But, guys, listen, CBD American Shaman stores all over the metro, 40 of them. Stop in. If you don't know what you want or what you need,
we
have some very, very educated people that are in here that will help you out, especially right here in Lawrence. This is a great place. Pop on in. I think this is the only one in Lawrence, isn't it?
No, well, they're opening a second one.
You're opening a second one? Well, you guys are so popular, they're getting a second one here, Lawrence. So, this is a great place. Pop in. Frank, what do you got?
Yeah, don't forget, okay, Breakfast with Neil Smith inside this store right here. We're at 1530 West 6th Street on Saturday, 9 to 11. Then from 2 to 6 at 530 Wisconsin Street, the FOE number 309 parking lot. We're going to get the Maddie Mobile, wheelchair accessible van for Maddie, who's in here, could really use it. There's music in the afternoon from 3 to 5. You've got Mr. Pig. Mr. Pork.
Mr. Pork.
Whoever he is. Barbecue, Indian tacos, kids games, T-shirts, lots of fun.
We're going to throw it right down the street to Johnny's.
All right.
I think because they were having Hawk Talk with Coach Miles. You've been listening
exactly
to
right.
Crunch Time.
The official broadcast partner of your AFC West champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Sports Radio 810 WHB.